I want to talk to you about a person who had seemingly everything. The respect of his peers, a love interest, lived in a paradise, had adventure. He was living the life. He even had a nemesis, which we all know is a key to happiness, because without darkness can we really have light? Without silence can we really appreciate noise? Today, I want to talk to you about a man who gave up all that, who gave up paradise, who gave up perfection for a girl. Pull back the plunger. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Boom Go Pinball Podcast, the secret and obsessed with pinball podcast. I am your host, Adam Godfrey. Now, you know, I want to talk to you about a man, but he's not really a man. Before he was a man, he was a boy, and he was the boy who didn't want to grow up. That boy was Peter Pan. He had everything. He lived in a paradise. He had a rival. He had a reason to live. The man could fly, for Pete's sake. He could fly. He was the leader of his people. And he decided that he was going to leave Neverland. Why? To lead a boring life. To become a lawyer. Peter Pan became Peter Banning after he watched his friend and partially a love interest, Wendy Darling, grow up and become old. He discovered Wendy's granddaughter, Moira, and fell in love and decided he was going to leave Neverland so that way he could become real. He could become an adult. He found that being an adult kind of sucked and kind of lost his way. However, Hook, his rival, did not forget. They based this real life story. This real life story was the basis for the Steven Spielberg hits blockbuster smash hit Hook. And I want to talk to you about the game that was created from that movie. It is a beloved game by me, of course, because I love all things that don't get the respect that they deserve. Now, this game was released in January 1992. I believe it was manufactured for quite some time. It was manufactured for maybe about 6 months in 92, from January to June 92. They made about 6,700 units. It was designed by Tim Seckel, art by Paul Ferris, beautiful. Music by Brian Schmidt, who is one of my favorite pinball musicians. Composed, in addition to Black Knight 2000, you know, throwaway things like that, composed the Swords of Fury soundtrack, which I love. Initially, this game, in the very, very early stages, this game was going to be a theme park, a Universal Studios theme park. But that was only in the very early stages. Then it turned into Hook. They also had a couple prototype games that had spinning some spinny discs, some polarized discs in the back that made Tinkerbell twinkle. But that didn't last very long. So just kind of going through some of the basics on that one. This game features a 2 and/or 3 multi-ball. You can do the short ball return. It's got 4 drop targets, 2 flippers, 3 pop bumpers, partridge in a pear tree. Let's see what else. We've got 2 ramps. Gonna zoom in here. Even though Hook is literally behind me. I'm just going to have to look at a picture of it to make sure I catch everything. It's got two ramps. One's a swirly ramp. One's more of a regular turnaround ramp. It's got a three-hole skill shot, not too dissimilar from Tales of the Arabian Nights, where you have to drop it in the hole. Unlike Tales of Arabian Nights, only hole number two is lit for the skill shot. So if you become very good at getting it into that second hole, you're pretty good. You're pretty locked in on that skill shot. The first ball, you'll get 2 million. Second ball, you'll get 3 million. And third ball, you will get 4 million. I believe if you get some extra balls, it'll keep going up. It's 1 million plus or 1 million times the plus. A million per ball. So the you know, it's 1 million and then first ball, so it's 2 million, 1 million, second ball, so 3 million, 1 mil, 1 million, third ball, so 4 million. And then if you get some extra balls, it'll go up from there. So unlike Tales of Arabian Nights, it's only that second hole that you're worrying about for the skill shot. The other two holes come into play during multi-ball. Let's see here. Then we've got nine stand-up targets. You've got two kickout holes. You've got one ball diverter and, two slingshots. And then three rollover lanes. So I want to talk a little bit about the game. There are a number of people who, I think in part because they don't like the callouts, for the game. And in part because they don't maybe necessarily like the theme. However, I feel like this is a wonderful game. It's a game that kicks my butt all the time. The stock high score, the stock grand champion, I think is around 400 million, which is not an easy feat to beat. Definitely in this era of Data East. Oh, I should mention it's a Data East game. Definitely in this era of Data East games, they were going for something crazy. They call it the world record, and boy is it. Now, that said, I fully admit that I am not a very good player. However, it's darn hard. It's really darn hard, my goodness. Let's see here. Let's go through a couple different techniques. Now, Some of the reason why people don't like this game is they're right around this time they also came out with the Star Trek 25th anniversary game, and one of the techniques in playing that game was shooting the ramp all day. While you can shoot the ramp continually, and I believe it maxes out, it starts out at 50,000, then it goes to 250,000, or let's see, maybe it's 150. 250, 250,000, 500, 750,000, 1 million, 2 million, and then I think it maxes out at 3 million. So while you can, light that for 3 million, and you know, technically you could shoot that ramp all day, getting to 400 million, 3 million at a time would take so much time that even some of the best loop players, I think, would have a hard time getting to 400 million, 300 million at a time before they go crazy. So there's a couple different techniques that I like to do with this game. Let me go through a couple other things. Now, this game doesn't necessarily have modes. It does have a number of hurry ups. Now, over on the right hand side, you've got your hurry up start, your mode start, if you will. And then the straight ahead, dead center, you've got your skull scoop, and that is your mode qualifier. When you first start the game, one of the modes or one of the features will be lit. Now, the features are lighting the pop bumpers, 5 million, light croc time, fast scoring, skull for 20 million, bonus X max, and then bangering. Now, the lighting pop bumpers, it just lights the pop bumpers, I believe, for 500,000. The 5 million, all that is just gives you 5 million points. Now, so those two, just basic awards. When you first start out, they'll be lit. Every time it hits a pop bumper, the award changes. If you haven't already been awarded it, it just kind of cycles through the awards. So then you hit it into the right scoop and you get that award. So let's say light pop bumpers is lit when you first start the game. You hit it into the scoop, that far right scoop. You get The pop bumpers are lit for 500,000. That's definitely an important part of the scoring strategy. We'll come back to that in a minute. You can win the 5 million, like I said. Then, if you light the croc timer, it is a 15 million point hurry up where you have, I think you have 15 seconds to shoot the right ramp. And then, it's basically, yeah, it's just a 15 million hurry up and it starts counting down, but, you can, I believe it counts down from 15 down to 5. And then if you don't get it, you just get 5 million, I believe. Then you have your fast scoring, which is a 15-minute frenzy where all the switches score, I believe, 500,000. You got your skull tooth that salts 20 million, where it lights the skull, the front scoop, the skull scoop, lights that for 20 million. You got your max bonus X. It just maxes out your bonus at 10X and it holds the bonus. Now, once you get, if you can get all those, you will light Bangarang. And so if you shoot that right scoop one more time, all of them will be lit. Your bumpers will be lit for 500,000. You'll automatically get the 5 million points. Your croc timer ramp will be lit. Your fast scoring will be lit, the skull will be lit, and your bonus maxes out. So it's kind of a you know, all modes are lit, frenzy kind of thing. You definitely want to focus on getting, if you light Bangarang, you want to focus on shooting the skull first, because that's a guaranteed 20 million, and then you can probably shoot the croc clock. Or you can shoot the ball up into the pop bumpers for 500 million. 500,000, for the, during the lit pop bumpers. I think that's a pretty lucrative one. Also throughout the game during different times, the drop targets, the far left drop targets will be lit for, 10 million extra ball or a special, which, I have my game set on coin play. So it just gives you a free, it just gives you a credit. And that's basically kind of a hurry up. I believe it gives you about 10 seconds to shoot. Once you knock all the targets down, it'll give you 10 seconds to shoot that last. And then I believe you have to knock all the targets down, then knock them down again, except for one. And then that last, target, I take that back. Once you knock them all down, it kind of starts the timer. You get 10 seconds to knock it down to get that award, that 10 million award, or that extra ball award. There's also an extra ball award that is awarded at the skull shootout. That is something, I'm not sure how that is lit, but it only pops up every now and again. Now let's get to a couple scoring strategies. The other lucrative, once you light your pop bumpers, I think that's a very important thing to do, because once you light those pop bumpers, your ball is fed into those pop bumpers just about every ball. Your balls will be fed into there, two or three balls for multi-ball will be fed into there. So if you have those pop bumpers lit, it can be pretty lucrative if every hit is 500,000. Your other big scoring part of your scoring strategy is to light the croc clock. And that is by shooting. You light croc clock, hurry up, by shooting there's two croc clock hurry ups. One is awarded by the scoop on the right. And that can only be cashed in on the right ramp, by hitting the right ramp. Croc clock hurry up can be lit by shooting the right ramp twice. You shoot it once, it lights AM. You shoot it twice, the second time it lights PM and starts the croc clock hurry up. You can cash in 5 million points every time you shoot that right ramp again. I believe it's it might be for 10 or 15 seconds. Every time you shoot the right ramp, you'll get 500 million, or if you shoot the left vertical up kicker, you get 5 million points. The way that I like to cash it in is I will light, if I'm just doing the croc clock hurry up, We'll just call it the crock hurry up from now on. But if you're just doing that one, I will light it AM/PM on the right ramp, and then I will shoot the vertical up kicker, because by shooting that vertical up kicker, it's usually fed right back to your right flipper, and then you can just pop it back up into that vertical up kicker. So if you can get a good rhythm down where you, you're hitting it into that scoop or that kick out for the vertical up kicker, then you can pretty much just, you can rack up maybe 30 or 40 million points pretty quickly. Now, the multi-ball is started by hitting all nine drop targets. There's the Lost Boy weapons drop targets. I believe there's eggs, bees, and tomatoes. And so there are three on the upper left, three on kind of the lower left, and then three on the lower right. So it's kind of flanked by the skull. So on the skull, you've got three on the left, three on the right, and then up and to the left of the skull, you've got three more. Once you hit all those, it will light the vertical up kicker to lock your balls for a multi-ball. Now, one trick is every time you hit it into the vertical up kicker, if you have your machine set to factory, every time you hit it into the vertical up kicker, it will spot you one of those targets. So what I like to do is just keep hitting that vertical up kicker. And what's nice is if you have your croc clock hurry up lit, you also will get some of those weapons spotted. So it, while you're shooting the vertical up kicker, cashing in on 5 million. So not only are you getting 5 million, but you're spotting some of the spot targets to qualify your multi-ball. So once you do that, it will tell you, it'll light up in the vertical up kicker and tell you to lock a ball up in there. So you shoot it up in the vertical up kicker, it'll hold it there. Then the first two ball drops in the skill shot, the number one and the number two position, will light up for multi-ball. Now, you have to make it, in order to get three ball multi-ball, you have to make it into the one or the two. If for some reason it goes into the three, or you plunge it all the way around, you end up in a two ball multi-ball. And if you end up in a two ball multi-ball for any reason, and all you have to do to get back to get into three ball multi-ball, or if you are in three ball multi-ball and you lose one of the balls, and all you have to do to get back into three ball multi-ball is hit it into the vertical up kicker and then hit the other ball up either the left ramp or the right ramp. When you do that, it will divert the ball into the shooter lane, and it will give you a chance to get back into three ball multi-ball, and all you have to do is plunge it into whichever lane is lit. Could be one, two, or three. And once you shoot it into one, two, or three, then you're back in three ball multi-ball. Now, going back to the original multi-ball, you're gonna qualify your lock. You're gonna lock it in the vertical up kicker. It will light up either one or two. You have to shoot it in one of those. Once you shoot it into one or two, your third and final ball, you will have to plunge it into either one, two, or three, and it'll be lit. And whichever one, if you're able to get it into the lit hole, you get 10 million points. Then you start multi-ball. Now, the left ramp, which is called the Wind Coaster ramp, which is a pretty steep ramp, and it is a drain monster. If you only get up halfway, it is very dangerous and very possible that you're going to do a straight down the middle drain. So be careful with that. So the left Wind Coaster ramp is lit for jackpot first. So what you do is you hit that ramp, and then it will loop back around to your right flipper. And then the left ramp is lit for jackpot. So you basically are alternating ramps. Now, one of the techniques that I like to do is shoot that left ramp for jackpot, shoot the right ramp for jackpot. Then what is lit is you've got your AM lit for your croc hurry up. So what I'll do is I've already got one lit, or you know, if I'm really smart, I've already got maybe one of the two lit for my croc hurry up. So in multiball, I will get my croc hurry up going. Then I will proceed to shoot as many left and right ramps, or sorry, as many right ramps and left vertical up kickers as I can to get more croc hurry ups. Because if you got three balls, you can pretty much just keep feeding them left ramp and the vertical up kicker, and you know, really rack up points pretty quickly. If you're pretty skilled, you can, you know, shoot a left ramp and then shoot a vertical up kicker and shoot a left ramp. You're kind of juggling on that. So that's a good way to rack up scores. Now, part of the reason why I'm doing this is because your jackpot is advanced. Your jackpot defaults to 5 million. Every time you cash in, it's 5 million. And I think it works its way up. The more jackpots you get, it works its way up a little bit more. But it's kind of a slow build because your jackpot is advanced by hitting those Lost Boy stand-ups, that upper left three, that lower left three, and that lower right three, the ones that are flanking the skull. So that's part of the reason why I am shooting into that vertical up kicker peak, because inevitably, while shooting up in that vertical up kicker, you're probably going to hit one or two of those stand-up targets, advancing your jackpot by 1 or 2 million. And you know, and then your jackpots are going to be a little bigger. Then once I am done, once that croc hurry up is done, then I'll go back to shooting my jackpot. So then I'll shoot my left ramp for jackpot, shoot my right ramp for jackpot, and then kind of do it all over again. Now, while all this is going on, you can also win. So you can also start some of those hurry up modes, that 20 million skull hurry up mode, the fast scoring hurry up. You can light your bumpers. So, you know, that there's a couple different things during multiball that you can shoot for. Many of them are dangerous. Probably the most conservative ones are focusing on the ramps and that vertical up kicker. Like I said, when you first start multiball, shoot your left ramp for jackpot, shoot your right ramp for jackpot, shoot your right ramp again to start your croc hurry up, then shoot the vertical up kicker and the right ramp into your croc hurry up stops, and then go back to shooting your left ramp for jackpot, your right ramp for jackpot, and then do your croc hurry up again. Again, you could technically just shoot left ramp, right ramp, but part of the reason why you need to pause for a minute is if you shoot your left ramp before the jackpot call out and the jackpot animation is over, you will not be awarded that additional jackpot. There's a small delay. There's a couple second delay, and there are lights. There's a little red light that are on both of those ramps that will basically let you know when the jackpot is ready. But there's a couple second delay between the time you're awarded one jackpot and the time that you can be awarded that second jackpot. So you need something to kind of do in the meantime. So one of the things that you could do is shoot that left ramp. And then while that jackpot is being scored, while that call out is going out, you can shoot your vertical up kicker, maybe even hit a couple of those stand up, those Lost Boy weapon stand up targets to kind of advance the next jackpot. Then hit your right ramp, then start your croc hurry up, and then again, you know, hit your vertical up kicker, boost that bonus or boost that jackpot up a little bit, and then boost your croc clock hurry up again. Now while the general bonus of this game is pretty worthless, the stock bonus, even when it's multiplied by 10, it is extremely hard to get more than like 2 or 3 million out of your bonus, even when you max out your bonus X. So on face value, you'd say, well, if a ball is going out the lane, why wouldn't I just go all out to save that ball? Well, one thing that, that is not awarded, or one thing that's not multiplied necessarily, but is awarded as a bonus, is your croc hurry up and your fast scoring hurry up. Those are awarded at bonus time. So that basically prevents you or discourages you from nudging too hard, because you may have built up your croc hurry up to 50 million. You may have built your fast scoring hurry up to 30 million. Well, if you tilt out, you don't get that You don't get those points. So it's very important, you know, those buildups of those croc hurry ups and those fast scoring hurry ups, those are important. So that keeps you from wanting to tilt out or nudge too aggressively. So that pretty much wraps it up. That is Hook. That is a game that I have come to love. That is a game that has kicked my butt recently. It's definitely a game that I find to be very, very challenging. It's a game. One of the reasons why I like some of these older games, these early 90 games and these 80s games, and for that matter, the EMs, is that I find that after I play these games, after I get used to doing some of these shots, that playing some of these more modern games, playing the AC/DCs, the Metallicas, the Walking Deads, even playing Wizard of Oz, become a little bit easier because some of the ball control techniques that I've learned through these games are not as safe. Especially some of the older games, making those shots do not necessarily guarantee you a safe ball return. Now, playing the way I was talking about, shooting those left ramp, shooting the right ramp, shooting that vertical up kicker, those feed the ball back to the flipper pretty regularly. They feed it back pretty consistently. That said, if you hit that left ramp and you only go halfway up, or you go almost halfway up, but not quite crest the hill, that ball's going to come screaming back at you. It'll be screaming in your face, and you'll be screaming because the ball will go right down the middle. And like I said, you know, if you built up that bonus, you've got 50 million in that bonus, and you tilt out because it's coming flying down, and you go to do a slap save, and the game didn't like that. Well, you're going to be yelling, because I've yelled plenty of times at this game. But you know what I do? I just play again. I keep playing because I own it, and that's why. I own it so I can play a bazillion games. I am so glad that I own this game, because had I not owned it and played the amount of games that I played on it, I would be poor for sure. All right, well, that concludes this the segment on one of the most beloved games in my world. The other thing I wanted to talk about, that just kind of give you some of the facts and figures. This game, like I said before, is not very well loved. It is number 238 on the Pinside Top 300. And as far as scores go, right now, there are no, on Pinside, there are no documented high scores higher. The only documented high score with a picture is 253 million. And bear in mind, the stock grand champion is 400 million. The highest score that is listed on here is 300 million exactly, which is not I doubt it was 300 million exactly. I believe that it's possible that this person scored 300 million. It's not documented, and it's a nice round number. So who knows? So the highest realistic score listed on here is 262 million. I asked in the Hook owners thread to see who had beat the grand champion. A couple people said that they had beaten it and gotten close, and one person said that they had gotten 500 million. Now, you know, as always, you know, was that with the tilt off? Was that with, you know, what angle were you running the game at? Things like that. But so I like to trust these scores that have pictures on it, that people took the time to log in, because those are probably the most realistic scores, for people who are playing it more in a competition setting. So, which is how I like to play, this game. I like to play it with the extra balls off and things like that. So, if you want to taunt me some more, because I know that there are probably some things that I probably missed on the game, there are probably some things that I got wrong, but that's my general overview. There are no other tutorials on this. The only thing out there is a gameplay video, which does not necessarily give you any insight on the ins and outs of the game, so you can take it or leave it. If you want to, you can taunt me on Instagram, boom_go_double_flip. You can call the pinball hotline, 9204-PIN-LOVE, or you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/boomgopinball. Go play some pinball, and get hooked on pinball. Ha!
Out to the cemetery. Come on, everybody.